Shalom to all. Today's Avos Chol and Daf Samach Hey, and we're starting about the sixth line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said Aval Amar Chum Kol Oifachulu, any bird which is a dyrus, and generally explained it to mean that it claws. And we already had a few different explanations, but that's a basic one. So if it's dyrus, it's for sure not kosher. However, if it has an extra toe, if it has a crop, and its kurkabon, its gizzard could be peeled, so it's kosher. And the Rebbe's word Tzadik in the Mishnah had said that if it splits its feet, meaning when standing on a branch or a twig or something like that, it splits two toes in the front, two toes in the back, then it's not kosher. So the Gemara says, Tanya B'Brais from Gamaliel, where he tells us, Dairus v'aychel b'yadushu tamei. If it's dairus and it eats, then it's for sure not kosher. However, yesh la'etzbe yisera, if it has this extra etzba, this extra toe, v'zefek, and a crop, v'kurkabon and niklef, and its kurkabon could be peeled, b'yadushu tar, then you know that it's kosher. Now, Rebbe Elazar, so the Gemara, he says, Maitel l'chushal mashicha, we stretch out a cord for it and have it land or sit on it. Im chayel kisraglov, if it splits its feet, which means it splits its toes, shtam l'kan, two in front, two in back, tamei, then you know it's not kosher. However, shalosh l'kan, machas l'kan, three in front and one in back, tar, then you know it's kosher. Rebbe Elazar, he tells us, kol eif ha-koylet mino avir tamei, any bird which catches from the air, which means when food is thrown to it or it's chasing its prey and it catches it mid-air, so it's non-kosher. Ask Gemara, tziparta na'im mikl-kalta. There's a bird which we know to be kosher, it's called a tziparta, that catches its food in the air. So how could you say that this feature means it's not kosher? We know this bird is kosher. So Rabbi, he tells us, kol eif ha-koylet kamrinan. We mean to say it catches its food and eats it in the air without putting it down, then it's not kosher. But the tziparta might catch its food, but it will put it down before eating the whole thing. We can even the Brass with yet another opinion. Others say, Shachin, if it literally is a Shachin, a neighbor, it lives with other birds. So Imtameim, if it lives with not kosher birds, Tamei, so this bird's not kosher. Or Zimtahirim, if it's a bird that we don't know what it is, but it lives with kosher birds, Tar, then it's kosher. Ask Mark Kaman, according to whose opinion is this? Kribbe Lezer, seems to be like Kribbe Lezer. The time you have a Brass, Kribbe Lezer Imer, he says, Loilachinim Halach Zarzer Itzel Irev, it wasn't for nothing that the Zarzer went to the Irev, El Bene Shuminoi. That's because it's Itzmin. See, the Kribbe Lezer holds, then you have one bird living with other birds, has the status of those other birds, so the Zarzir, who lives with the Irev, has the din of the Irev, which we know is not kosher. So the Gemara, no, afil tim Rabbanon. This opinion of Achirim could even be like the Rabbanon who argue through Rebbe Elazar. It's just that Shachin v'nidme kamrinon. When Achirim said their Shita, they weren't just saying Shachin, that it lives with not kosher birds. It means that it's Shachin and Nidme. It looks like the other birds as well, so then you're able to say that it's a not kosher bird. Moving on to the next part of Mishnah, b'chagavim kol she'yesh lo v'chulu. With grasshoppers, we have described four different things that it needs. It has to have four legs, four wings, two karsulayim, which are translated as jumping legs. Those are the huge legs that they spring forward with, and they're able to jump really long distances. And that the wings are chayfa roiv haguf; they cover the majority of the body, so they're kosher. And Rabbi Yossi added on that it also has to be called a chagav. First, the Gemara asked my rubai, what does that mean, roiv? That the wings have to cover roiv of the body. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi tells us roiv arkai, the majority of the length of the body, whereas Amrilon some say roiv akefai, the majority of the hekif, the circumference of the body. Which means that according to this, even if it would have long wings that cover the majority of the length of the body, but they're very skinny and thin, and so they don't cover the width of the body, it wouldn't be kosher. However, Amar Rav Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, being a Rav Arkai, ubin a Rav Akefai, we have to have both. In order to say it's a kosher grasshopper, it has to have both features on its wings that they cover the majority of the length and the hekif of the body. And we can discuss him to Arban Weaver Braisa. Let's say, right now, it doesn't have, meaning it doesn't have these karsulayim, these big long jumping legs, but it will eventually grow them. Kagain Hazachal, for example, the Zachal type of grasshopper, Mutter that is kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda, he tells us, the Pasuk says, Asher Loikra Ayim. What do we learn from here? Afal Pisha Ein Loy even though it doesn't have now, and it's going to end up growing after some time, it's still fine. Now, the way he's learning that is from the Kri and the Ksiv. The Ksiv is Asher Loi Kra'ayim Lamed Aleph, which means it does not have Kra'ayim, it does not have these jumping legs. But the Kri, which is the way that it's read, is Asher Loi Kra'ayim Lamed Vav, meaning it does have Kra'ayim, it does have the jumping legs. Now, even though that sounds the same, Lamed Aleph and Lamed Vav are both pronounced the same, there's still a big difference between this Kri and the Ksiv, because again, one has an Aleph, one has a Vav, and therefore we learn from here, says Rabbi Yossi, even though it doesn't have these legs now, but it will eventually develop them, so it's kosher. Now we just clarify my zachal. What exactly is a zachal type of grasshopper that we mentioned? Amrabai. So he says, Askarin. It's the Askarin one that everybody knows about, so that should clarify things for you. Now the Gemara is going to bring two different prices, both with quite detailed discussions regarding the psukim of grasshoppers. So let's just read the psukim inside. One pasuk says as follows, Achez zet toichlu mikol sharet ha'oif. Only from this, you're allowed to eat from all the sharet ha'oif. Ha'hoilachar arba, which goes on four. Asher loy kra'ayim al raglov, that it has kra'ayim above its feet, meaning it has these jumping legs, lenatar b'hanis ha'aretz, to be able to spring forth and jump over the ground. The pasuk says, "As elam mehem toichelu." From the following, you are allowed to eat: as ha'arbe laminoi, as ha'salam laminehu, as ha'charga laminehu, as ha'chagav laminehu. So we just mentioned four different types of grasshoppers: arbe, salam, chargal, and chagav, and each one has the word laminehu after it, meaning according to their kind. So that's the Gemara tells us. Tanabon, we have a brisa. When the pasuk says, "As elam mehem toichelu, as ha'arbe v'gaimer." So here's the description: arbe ze goivai, that's the type of grasshopper known as goivai. Salam ze rashain, that's the rashain type. Chargal ze nipol, it's a nipol. people type, and Chagav Zeh Gadion, it's a Gadion type. Now, Matam Alomer, Laminoi, Laminei, 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 Arba Pamim. So, we already have to have some form of the word Laminoi after every one of these types that's mentioned. What does that teach us? Lahavi, Tzipires, Kuramim, Vayachan Yerushalmis, Vartsovia, Vaharzavnis. It's coming to include all these grasshoppers that they are similar to one of the four that are mentioned in the Pasuk, and therefore those are also included that they're allowed to be eaten. So, that's Braisa number one. Braisa number two, though, is much more lengthy. As follows. That actually these words in the Psukim, they're telling us a lot of klalim and a lot of pratim, generalizations and specifications, as we have to explain what each one is teaching us. And therefore he says as follows, Arbe ze goivai. When the Pasuk says Arbe, that's referring to a type of grass that we're called goivai. Then when the Pasuk says liminoi, according to its type, so that's a klal, lahavi, samchem beis on top, spires krumim, that's going to include a type of grass that we're called tzipires krumim. And since according to Tanya Bevishmol, this is being viewed as a klal, it's not only including tzipires krumim, it's going to include any other type of grasshopper which shares the same characteristic as the Arbe. And Rashi points out that it doesn't have gabachas, which means it's not bald. It has some sort of fuzzy thing on its head, and so any other grasshopper that would fit that classification is included as well in this. And Rashi continues now, Ainli Allah above Ainli Gabachas. I only know to include some sort of grasshopper that comes along that doesn't have this gabachas, it doesn't have this bald head, but habav yashli gabachas minayin, what about a grasshopper that comes along that does have a bald head? How do I know to include that? So Tam Loimer, that's why the next thing in the Pasuk tells us, Salam. And what's Salam? Zen Nipol. It's a Nipol type. And then when the Pasuk says Liminehu, attached to the word Salam, what do we learn from here? Lahavi as a ushkaf is coming to include the ushkaf type, which is also bald, meaning it does not have this fuzzy thing on its head. Braz continues, Ve'inli Ela Habav in the Gabachas, Habav Yeshla Gabachas. So up until now, I know to only include a grasshopper that comes along that either has or doesn't have this Gabachas, this bald head. And also included in this is Habav in Lezonov, a grasshopper that comes along that doesn't have a tail. That's because these two grasshoppers we just mentioned, Yeshla and Inla Gabachas, both of them share the same features that they do not have a tail. So Habav Yeshla Zonov Minayin, what about if a grasshopper comes along and it does have a tail? How do we know to include that? So Tam Olam, that's why the Pasuk then says Chargoil, which is the third type, Zeh Rashoin, that's the Rashoin. And then when the Pasuk says Lumineu, that's another Klal, what's that coming to include? Valvesa Karsefes and Shachlonis, it's coming to include Karsefes and Shachlonis. These two types do have tails, that's also included in the type of grasshoppers, which are Kusher. The Pasuk continues, Vainly Ella Habav, Inla Gabachas, Habav Yeshle Gabachas, Habav Inla Zonov, Habav Yeshle Zonov. I only know to include everything that we just mentioned, that the grasshopper comes along and either does or doesn't have his Gabachas, or does or doesn't have a tail. Now the Pasuk adds in as well, Habav in Rosh Aruch. This grasshopper comes along and it doesn't have a long head. It's an interesting type of grasshopper. If you look in the picture books, it has this long, skinny head, kind of looks different than classic grasshoppers. And so, any type of grasshopper that comes along sharing all these characteristics, of course, all the four things the Mishnah mentioned, but also this Yagabachs or no Gabachas, Yazonov, no Zonov. So, none of these have a long head. What about Habav Rosh Aruch Minayin? I don't know if a grasshopper comes along and it has all these characteristics, but it also happens to have a long head. How do we know to say that that's kosher? So, Marathi, you say as follows, says the Braisa, Harayat Don Binyan Av Mishlashtan. We can learn a Binyan Av from all three of them. Arba Solomon Chargol. What do we learn? Leiri Arba Kri Chargol. Leiri Chargol Kri Arba. Arba and Chargol are different from each other. Arba doesn't have a tail and it's not Gabachas, whereas a Chargol has a tail and it is a Gabachas. And Leiri Shneim Kri Solom. Both of them are different than Solom. Leiri Solom Kri Shneim and Solom is different than them. That's because Solom is Gabachas and it doesn't have a tail. So we see that all three of these have features that are unique to them and not the other one. But still, it's not a Shavu Shabahen. What's the common denominator? Sheshla Abra Glaim Varab Ganafim Kartsulaim Uknavu Chavanus Rubai. They have these four things mentioned in the Mishnah. Four legs, four wings, two jumping legs, and the wings cover the majority of the body. Anything that has these four main things, four legs, four wings, two jumping legs, and their wings cover the majority of their body, so that would be kosher, even though it does have this long, stretched out head. Ask the Brice of Olay Tzartzor Azeh, what about a Tzartzor, which is some sort of jumping thing, the Yeshla Abraglaim for Abraganafim, Kratzulaim, Uknafu Chavanus Rubai, that it has these four things, Yachiyay Mutter, you might think that it's Mutter, that it would be considered a grasshopper, and therefore, Tamalim, that's why the Pasuk then says, Chagav, what do we learn from here? Sheshmoy Chagav, it has to be called a Chagav. And this Tzartzor isn't called Chagav, so even though it has these four main features to it, since it's not called Chagav, it's not kosher. So now that we say that, the Pasuk continues. Ishmoy Chagav, if you want to say that it has to be called Chagav, well then Yachol, ain't by called Simonim Halalu. One might think that even if it doesn't have any of these four main Simonim, as long as it's called Chagav, it would be kosher. So to that Tamalimer, that's why it says, Liminehu, this is the word Liminehu attached to the word Chagav, and that teaches us, Ache by called Simonim Halalu, it has to have all these Simonim, and it has to be called Chagav, and only then it's kosher. So that we have this fairly lengthy brisa we're going to ask on it. Parak Rav Chaya asks as follows. We had just said before, almost at the end of the brisa, that based off of a tzad shaveh between the first three types that we mentioned, we could also include a grasshopper that has a long head. But the problem with that is, Parak Rav Chaya asks as follows, Mal Hanuk Shekein Ein Rosh and Aruch. These are the ones we were talking about before, they don't have long heads. So how are we able to include this? And Mechitim, if you want to suggest, Kim the Shavu Barba Simonim, since they have the common denominator, they all have this four Simonim, and therefore Masin Vleperchinon, we can include this long head one, and we're not able to ask a question, oh hey, it has a long head and it's different. Well, Yachiv, that's really so, then Chagol Nami. What about Chargol? That's similar to them, meaning Chargol is similar to Arba and Salam. It has the four basic features, and the only difference is that it has a tail. Well, the Pasuk shouldn't write about it, and just learn Chargol from Arba and Salam with the same Ma'atzad, just like they have the four characteristics in their Kosher. So this also has the four characteristics in its Kosher, and the fact that it has a tail and Arba and Salam don't have a tail shouldn't make a difference. Al Ikel Mifrach must be that we are able to ask that Malahanuch Shekin Elohen Zonov, that those don't have a tail. Mimela, we have to have a special pasuk telling us chargoyle, that even though it has a tail, it's included, and therefore Hachanami Eklemifrach here as well. In regards to the long head, we should be able to ask the same question. Malahanuch Shekin Rosh and Aruch, that these long-headed grasshoppers, they have a long head, whereas the other ones do not, and even though they share the same four characteristics, these same four main things the Mishnah mentioned, that still is not a reason to say that a long-headed grasshopper is kosher. And therefore Elam Ruchai Ruchai is different. When the pasuk says Salam Yaseiruhu, that's actually extra. Why is that? Because Loilach Rahman Salam, the pasuk should not have to say Salam, Vitesim Arba Mechargol. It should be able to be learned from Arba and Chargol, since again, it shares these four common characteristics: four legs, four wings, two jumping legs, wings that cover the majority of the body. So Salam should be kosher just based off of that. Because the Maya Parchas, what would you ask to say that Salam can't be included? Mahala Arba, the Ain Gabachas, that Arba is different, that it doesn't have Gabachas? Well, Arba Chargol, the Yeshle Gabachas, you have Chargol that does have Gabachas and still kosher. So what are you going to ask? The Mahala Chargol, the Yeshle Zonov, what about a Chargol that it has a tail as opposed to Salam that doesn't have a tail? Well, Hare Arba, the Ain Zonov, Arba doesn't have a tail, and that's also kosher. Therefore, Ruchai says we could learn one from the other, even though each one has a feature that the other one does not have, since they all share these four features. We could say they're all kosher. Therefore, Salam Dekas Rahman Olamali, why indeed does the Pasuk need to say the word Salam im Inyan Legufai if it's not telling us about itself? Because as we had just said, we can learn that Salam is kosher simply from a comparison between Arba and Chargol. Therefore, Tanei in L'Rosh Aruch, we apply the word Salam to say the long-headed grasshopper is kosher, and again, that's because as long as it has the four main features that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that's going to say that it's kosher, even though it happens as something else unique to it that other ones don't have, that's not a problem. Now we're going to stop it for the day, pick up tomorrow, and continue to discuss these two brises, the very short one from Amud Aleph and this pretty long one from Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.